save your chosen piece. On Hit 92.9. Righto, here we are about to review another daily dose of content gold from our favourite FM radio breakfast personalities, Xavier, Jules and Pete. Yeah, roll the WAV file. Roll it. Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Tip for another morning, and it was wonderful.
Mate, I'm still working, all right? Just because you had one break that you had to prepare for, and that was it.
I didn't even prepare for him anymore.
Oh, no.
I just float.
What do you mean,
anymore? I need
anymore?
To find out. I don't know.
No, I never did, actually. Good point.
You two do it.
Do what?
Oh, the podcast.
We are doing it.
What were you going to say? I'm always...
But you're a part of it.
Oh, can you guys just help me for a second?
Yeah, what do you need?
I need to find out. I don't know who needs to hear that. All I've got is, damn it, I'm mad, is damn it, I'm mad, spelt backwards.
That's actually really good.
That's one of the better ones.
Yeah, right.
Really?
With it.
Okay.
It's one of the better ones you've ever delivered.
Anyway.
So how's this for breaking the fourth wall if you're listening to this podcast right now? This is how we come up with the gear. Have we got a new hello or what? Any new international guests?
Do you know another language, X?
Yeah, Italian.
All right, what's hello in Italian?
Don't ciao.
Don't ciao?
No, not don't ciao.
Just ciao.
Don't ciao, wish your girlfriend
ciao.
Was.
Damn it. So we have, come sta?
Say buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
We did buongiorno.
That's Italian.
That's Italian.
We couldn't have done buongiorno.
Oh, okay. Buongiorno. Is that off French? The French bonjour?
No, bonjour is bonjour, and buongiorno
oh,
is
shut
buongiorno.
Up.
And they both are derivatives of Latin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you speak Latin? I studied Latin at school.
I don't speak Latin, mate. Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
In the left corner, we have Roxy weighing in at...
Are you getting paid to be here? You must be an actor because you that is you in a nutshell. Your face.
And now, joining us for the first time, we have Juliet weighing in at...
Still going at it with me. Like, aren't you bored of me?
Juliet, this is your time to shine. Are you ready to rumble?
Oh, my gosh. Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning. What an intro.
Oh, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Crazy time.
Now, babe, last night you decided to leave the mansion. Now, one thing I like to do with all the contestants that come off is... clear up some of the headlines that I've read. And one of the biggest things I think that has happened from this season is the fact that it was someone made up a rumor saying that most of the girls are paid actors or actors.
Oh.
Are you an actor?
I wish I was an actor, honestly, so that I could switch on and off in the mansion, but I couldn't. I was feeling all the energy and bad vibes and good vibes. I wish I was a paid actress, actually. So
okay. Now, did you go in the house to find love or just for clout?
You know, I went in there for love because I am 34 years old and I kind of thought, you know, there might be a Sam Wood. And
yeah.
Because he met Snezana at 30 when she was 34, so I thought maybe it's my time, but it wasn't. So now hopefully I might get a bit of clout, but mainly I want to focus on providing like a forum for young women to talk about issues pertaining to women of colour. I want to talk about immigration, social issues, mental health, and that's what I'm working towards.
Okay, what was brought you to start that?
I think because I worked in magazines for a long time, Dolly, Cleo, Cosmo, and from my editorial background, I've always been about women's empowerment and had a lot of interest in social, political issues, and also the trials that I've experienced with my father going through motor neurone disease for 8 years, disability issues, and all the mental health struggles that come from caring for someone that's sick, and also my own battles of like addiction, eating disorders, stuff like that, and I feel like I've healed areas and found joy and fire and passion in life again, which this show gave me because if I didn't have Rhonda and if I didn't have the tension in the house, I wouldn't be able to know how to stick up for myself or speak up or have any self-worth. So, sorry, I'm just on fire at the moment.
Sounds
totally
like it, mate. You go, girl.
Totally okay. I mean,
and eating an apple and...
Red or green apple.
All really important issues, though. Can we talk?
Yeah,
can we talk about the addiction?
Oh, addiction issues in the past, about 10 years ago, I had a bit of a hard party girl lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I could not seem to function without touching substances. And it was when I turned to God and became a Christian, I was free from all that.
Right.
And found happiness and joy and peace in God and had to start healing all the wounds that caused me to want to numb myself and not feel any emotional pain.
Oh, girl, my head's that's the here. Last thing I expected you to say, especially from watching the Bachi. I mean, just even the conflict alone between yourself and Roxy was pretty, I was like, dang, Juliet is so, so sassy. I'm not saying that people of God can't be sassy, but... Okay, yeah, I just thought someone that would be following God would be wanting to promote peace.
Oh, mate. Well, there's some spicy God girls out there.
Well, usually I am, but I realise that sometimes kindness can be seen as a weakness. And
yes.
Only be kind and composed and elegant and silent for so long and people will keep walking all over you and, spout aggression towards you, and I've had enough.
Okay, how's Roxy going? Obviously, you two were both very, very heated in the mansion, a couple of fights. In fact, Roxy left after a discussion with you in the bathroom. We've got some audio from what happened when we spoke to Roxy. What an exit last night. What was it like to watch back?
That was in true Roxy fashion, to be honest, flipping the bird and with a big grin on my face.
A skank, one of the most underused words in Australia these days. 100. I have not thrown a skank out for so long.
Since Mean Girls.
Yeah. Mate, did you have fun on the show or were you just sitting there going, I'd not be friends with many of you girls outside of this show?
No, I was friends with pretty much everyone in the house, bar one person.
Bar one person, is that Juliet?
Oh,
unfortunately.
All right, girlfriend, now here's your right of reply. Because, I mean, did you hear her call you that or that happened outside the mansion?
That happened outside the mansion.
When she was leaving, yeah.
So I would have preferred her to say it to my face and I probably would have laughed and rolled my eyes.
The word skank, very underused in the English language these days.
Yes, I haven't heard it since probably the 80s.
Yeah, no, neither have I.
What was said? What did you say to her in the bathroom that she finally just said, I'm done and walked out, decided to leave the mansion?
To be honest, that's Roxy's version of events, but I made sure that all my interactions with Roxy were in front of the camera so that there's all accountability. That's why you hear me say, it's all on camera, because I made that choice so that there wouldn't be any rumours about what happened behind closed doors, because I could say anything happened behind the cameras.
I've got a question for you. I tried to do a deep dive into your social media background. Why are you on private?
I'm on private because I have to see whether you're worthy of following me.
You're 14,000, though.
Which is 14,000 are wonderful people.
14,000 worthy followers.
Are you going to accept Xavier when he follows you?
Too bad.
I'll follow you back. I want to have fun and have a chat. I'm sorry.
We'll see you later on.
Hey, Juliet, nice to talk to you, mate.
God bless.
Lot to unpack there. So,
sorry, complicated.
Good luck with what's coming next for you. You've been wonderful.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate your support and for asking me challenging questions.
I loved it. And Juliet, I like to say when people jump on here with a religious background, I sometimes say God bless at the end.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you too. I didn't even say it to you.
He's never read a Bible in his life, Juliet.
You went to a Catholic school, though.
No, I didn't.
All right, mate. Bye.
See ya.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and
peace. We're asking, were you almost taken?
Yes. Now, frightening footage came out of Melbourne yesterday. This video of a dad who was in the park with his son, and this guy who was under the influence of drugs had come into the park and grabbed his son, and
crazy.
Thinking that it was his own. And seeing the footage was just absolutely crazy. It happened a year ago,
apparently.
But it's just in court now, so which is why the footage can now be released. But it got me thinking about an incident that happened to me when I was younger. I was in, it must have been year four because I was on a school excursion with year four, five and six. And we went to Sydney to the zoo there and we were down in the snake pit. And all of a sudden this guy had grabbed my hand and walked me out of the snake pit.
Crazy.
And as I looked, when I looked up, just because I was young and naive and the only Asian in the town that I was living in at the time, I knew this guy. I thought he was my uncle. Mm. And I didn't think that there was anything wrong with the fact that
off
he grabbed my hand. Obviously, he was an adult. He wasn't going to do anything
friendly
to hurt
enough.
Me. And then as we'd walked out, this other guy grabbed my other hand, another Asian guy. And when I looked back, and I remember looking back and seeing the group that I was with, like walking away in the other direction, one of the mums actually ran up and grabbed me my arm. And I remember crying because I thought it was my fault, and she was like really upset. And it was only, I don't know how long after, but they didn't tell my mum straight away, because I've got a memory where my mum was losing her mind at home when one of the mums from the group actually was the first to tell my mum that.
As any mum would.
Tell her my mum what happened.
Whatever. Yeah.
So the mum, I remember saying to my mum, you know, what's happened from that? Mum's like, what are you talking about? Mm. Yeah, mum was losing. I'm pretty sure she bloody stuck it to the principal too.
Doesn't surprise me. Mm. Doesn't surprise me.
Just what I thought this morning. I can't be the only one. I'm sure this story's out there. When have you almost been taken?
G'day, Penny.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, going well, mate. Thanks for your call this morning. And now, your son, is it?
Yes. So my son was two, and we were in a pet shop in a suburb of Sydney, and had the other two kids with us as well. So we were looking at all the animals, et cetera, and my daughters were a bit older, so they were obviously a little bit more engaging. And I turned around and I said to my son, my husband, where's my son? And where's our son, you know? And he's like, I thought he was with you. And I was like, oh, I thought he was with you. And he was super cute, you know? So anyway, I sort of ran out the store and I looked. It was a massive shopping centre, so it was a very long sort of pavilion area. So I looked up, and he just went, you go that way and I'll go that way. So I could hear him yelling his name. I was shouting his name as I ran, and as I ran, I was becoming really panicked.
Yes.
I couldn't see him anywhere, and I could still hear my husband calling behind me. So I'm now crying, and there's people coming out of shops because they could hear this crazy woman, you know, screaming.
Oh, as you would be, though.
Yeah, and then as I got further along, there was a group of people walking because it was quite busy, and then I hear this, mum, this little voice, and I recognised my son's voice, and I ran to this middle of this group of people, and they'd sort of stopped, and I grabbed him, and he's like, he wasn't concerned at all.
Right.
And he was quite far from the shop, and I said, what were you doing? Where did you go? Why did you go? And he said, the lady was going to give me lolly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I turned around and the people in the group are like, oh, we thought he was with this lady. And I went, what lady? And they're looking, they go, oh, she's not here. So, you know, they'd obviously, well, he just wandered off. So, whether or not he had actually, I mean, he was only two, but he could talk quite well.
Yeah.
Penny,
how scary.
I swear to God, there's nothing, that feeling, that initial feeling where you look around. On Sunday, when we were at Burswood and the kids were playing on the play equipment, Mila had run off and we didn't realise.
Yeah.
And we thought we were, and the same thing, Penny, like just had a moment where, where is she? That panicked feeling that you get when you can't see your kid anywhere.
It happens at home. Let alone out in the middle of a city. Like, even at home when you can't find them in a split second, you're like, oh, my God.
But then on
where are they?
The pool's there and all that sort of stuff. And
but then to add on top of that he was off with someone who's trying to offer the kid lollies, far out, mate. That's nuts. Renato.
Hey, I was going to have got this one. Good morning, Renato.
How are you?
Did I nail it?
Well, thanks, Renato. Now, you're from Brazil.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, how long have you been in Australia for?
9 years now.
Beautiful. Loving it here?
That's home.
Yeah.
So like this.
Okay. Now tell us your story. Did this happen in Australia or over in Brazil?
In Brazil. That makes it easier, right?
Yeah.
That was my everyday, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, did it happen to you or someone you know?
It was to me. Yeah. To me and two other friends.
Right. What happened, mate?
So we were walking back home from school and this very old and dodgy-looking car drove past us.
Yeah.
And as they drove past, they slowed down, and there was this old couple inside. Not old, like old for me, there was a kid. They were probably on their 50s. So they just approached us and said that they were throwing a party for their kids.
Yeah.
And that they needed some people to help fill up the balloons and asked if they didn't want to go help them. Straight away, me and my friends look at each other without saying anything, but we look at like, oh, there is something off on that. But we just said, no, we're good, thanks. But they insisted saying that they had some candies and some snacks and that they would bring us back straight away after. And we kept saying no. They're like, oh, come on, kids, come on. And they finally gave up and moved on. But I can't help but wonder what would have happened, you know, if they would have kept us in shackles. Mm.
Yeah.
If they would have raised us as their own. I really don't know. It always plays in my mind what would have happened.
Mm. Did you tell your mom and dad when you got home?
I don't remember about that. I think I didn't.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if they would have tried it with any other kids. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, Brazil. Brazil's a bit, there's some scratchy areas of Brazil, isn't there, Renato?
Sorry? I didn't hear.
There's some dangerous areas in Brazil, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Back in that day, I lived in a very good area.
Yep.
So just that car being there was already a bit off.
Yeah, you know? Stood out.
They didn't belong there.
Do you reckon they would have held you for ransom? Is that what you're thinking?
That's one of the options that I thought. They would keep me in shackles and ask for ransom. Mm. But I also thought that, because they looked like they were a couple, definitely a couple. So it crossed my mind that maybe they didn't have kids of their own and they were just like,
keep you.
Yeah, wow. Right. Far
there you
out.
Go.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and
peace. Welcome to my life. Now, starting from tomorrow for the next 7 days, I'll be doing the Red Cross Go Without Challenge, where I'll be walking in the shoes of those who have gone through a disaster by going without those everyday essentials that people, you know, go without when they're, you know, stuck in an emergency, right? These include things from like eating just from the pantry, only having cold showers, only drinking cold water. I mean,
so no Uber Eats,
no Uber Eats,
none of that sort of stuff. No out to restaurants.
Only can spend $200 on food for the week as well too.
And you're raising money for the Red Cross.
That is exactly right. So I'm raising money for the Red Cross. This will happen over the next 7 days. Now there are a list of challenges, but like I just mentioned, the ones with, you know, eating without, eating only food from the pantry and having cold showers. But apparently, you guys don't really think that this is harsh enough for me.
No, we don't. No, $200 for the week. You'll be right.
I wouldn't
spend
$200.
Yeah, no.
No, to be honest, I don't. I was really happy with
that. $200 is a luxury.
So essentially what happens with the Go Without Challenge, and you can jump on this too. You can just go to the Red Cross website. Go with, and it's the hashtag Go Without Challenge. They will send you a text in those days saying you have to go without hot water for today, where you can only drink water today.
And they accumulate. So it'll be one task on one day, two the next, three the
next.
Yeah.
Have you ever desalinated your own water?
No.
Haven't you?
I only drink tap water. I only drink bottled water.
Well, you'll be drinking.
Excuse me.
I only drink filtered water. I don't like
it'll
tap
be
water.
Filtered.
Yeah.
What will?
Through a Twist Life straw.
Yeah.
What's that?
So we're going to get you some salt water. From the ocean, and then you just desal it yourself. No, you desal it.
No, you desalinate it. Yeah.
With what? A straw?
A straw. A straw. Yep. We're going to get you one of those. I mean, I heard that one of these challenges is to switch the lights off, like go without lights and electricity, because obviously that happens during like a really bad tragedy or something.
I can't, have any power.
Yeah, no, I think we'll pop a blindfold on you as well.
One morning
next week. What else we got here?
What, doing the show?
How do you go showering?
I have to read a lot of stuff.
You don't need to read. Reading's overrated.
Oh, gosh, that's going to be a show, isn't it?
Mate, I think that you, how long do you shower for, usually?
Hot. Well, okay. In the morning, it's generally about, no less than 5. Like, I shower to songs.
Yeah.
So it's usually one song in the morning.
Well, you can't have songs. I mean, people.
What do you mean?
No, you can't have hot water.
No, that's how I like to save water.
Well,
right?
But it's going to be a really short song. We're just going to have, we've got a couple of buckets of water we're going to tip over you.
Actually, ice water.
Ah, you are not.
Yeah, no, what a great idea. Because, I mean, if that's how you, if you time your showers to save water by songs, then obviously look no further on saving water than using just a bucket.
What's your favourite song?
Oh, well, at the moment, Cardi B, WAP.
We'll get the we'll get just a little version of that. The little version that you play, like a little sting, what's it called?
It's a hook.
A little hook. We'll get the little hook and we'll shower you to that.
Yeah, I don't know if we can play that hook on the air.
We can't
play that
goodness.
Hook on the air.
Oh, I reckon you can.
Yeah, no, we can't. No.
There is
touch that thing.
Is
that how it goes?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, do you want to come shopping with me?
Yeah. I'm not paying, but yeah.
No, that's fine. We'll take care of it. But this whole being able to select your own food from the pantry, I don't think is going to fly either.
No.
Because you never know where your food's going to come from.
Yeah. But if people get to, in emergencies, get to eat what's in their pantry. Like they
well,
just
if
don't
you,
have
if your house burnt down.
Yeah.
Oh. We weren't eating from the pantry when that happened.
What's your twist on this one?
I think we'll go and sort your food out for the week.
Oh, no, don't. Because I'm really trying to eat good. Like,
are you lactose intolerant?
Lactose intolerant.
Brilliant.
And I don't eat.
Oh, that's right.
I don't like to eat breads, pastas, or rice.
It's going to be cheese, pasta, and rice.
And milk. Mac and cheese, that's
all right.
It.
The Red Cross Challenge. You're aiming to raise $500. Keep an ear out. Over the next week. We're kick-starting this tomorrow, did you say, Jules?
Oh, yes. And for anyone that would just like to donate, we will have a link up on our Instagram page in the stories.
Hit 92.9's. Jules and P. Save your Jules and P. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.